Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
All right. So, our memory text for this week is 2 Peter 3, verse 11 and 12, which says, "Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God?" So our lesson is the end of God's mission. Pastor, I'll ask if you can just give us a brief introduction to what the lesson will be focusing on this week.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I think aptly the principal contributors of the lesson was also to focus on what the book of Revelation is to say in regards to God's mission, it being the last book of the Bible and also a book that we all know that it focuses mainly on eschatological issues, which are things that have to do with the last day events. So we are talking here of the end of God's mission, and I think it is also very apt that we need to take much of what we have to say from the book of Revelation. So we are going to look at the three angels' messages, and we'll look at the crisis that we are about to be faced with as it is presented in the book of Revelation. We'll also look at how God's people will respond or conduct themselves during that period of crisis, and then finally, how the mission will be accomplished. And much of the information will be extrapolating it from the book of Revelation.
Right. Okay, so we are going to be, it's quite a coincidence. Last week we're looking, as our daily focus for two of our shows, we're looking at the visions in Revelation and how they tie into last day events. And I guess this just wraps that up by looking at last day events as it pertains to the mission of God. Thank you so much for that summary. Right. Sunday says Revelation, God's last day mission. The opening lines of Revelation indicate to the reader that this book is focused on God's mission. Pastor, what ways do you see evidence that Revelation is focused on the mission in the last days, on God's mission in the last days?
Yeah, okay. Maybe when we'll be doing Monday, it will even be more clearer. But when we talk of God's mission, we are talking of mainly God's plan for the redemption of mankind.
Right.
When we talk of the gospel, we are talking of the good news that is intertwined with this plan. Because God does not just have a plan to save mankind, but you also put it in motion. When you put it in motion, the wheels that, upon which the plan, moves are us, the believers. So he has entrusted us with the duty and the mandate to make sure that we spread to as many, if not to all, people who we come in direct contact with.
Right.
So that they are also conscientized on God's mission. So when you look at the opening verses of the book of Revelation, they are now giving us something. It's very interesting from verse 1 to verse 7 that in those seven verses, we have got the Godhead mentioned. And it shows us how directly and intricately the Godhead is involved in the accomplishment of this mission. God did not just, abrogated and left us to do whatever he wants us to do on our own. He is directly and intricately involved in this mission. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we all see them mentioned in those three verses. So we have, right from the onset, the book points us to the fact that in whatever needs to be done, God is involved, and we are going to be part and parcel of whatever it is that he needs to accomplish.
Right. And as you're saying, the opening of Revelation shows that the center of all of this is God's desire to save humanity. It's his desire to find those who have been estranged from him. So knowing that, how should that help us navigate the challenges that we experience when we think of God's mission being central on saving humanity? What should be our experience then with him as we face our day-to-day challenges?
Okay, there is nothing as comforting as knowing that when I'm going out into the jungle, I'm not alone. Yes, there could be some predators in there, but yeah, there is a power, you know, that is right above me, and is there to ensure my safety as I navigate my way through that, you know, through the jungle.
Right.
It's the same as what we are saying here. Because when we talk of, you know, being, you know, God's instruments in accomplishing his mission, the field is full of, you know, pit holes and landmines, all sorts of things, because the devil would not want this mission to be accomplished.
Mm.
But there is nothing as comforting and strengthening for us as Christians to know always that regardless of whatever possibilities in terms of danger that lie ahead, we have God with us as we navigate the field. That alone should give us strength during our day-to-day struggles. Whatever challenges we face, we must know that, yes, it's because of the nature of the field that we are navigating, but it doesn't mean that we are now alone. We have been, you know, neglected. The power that be, the ultimate power, God himself, is with us even as we face challenges in this life.
Right. Thank you so much for that. So now as we move on to Monday, it is focused on the three angels' message and mission. The introduction of the Monday lesson says that it is difficult to separate scripture from the great controversy motive, the theme of the great controversy. Why is the great controversy so central in everything that has to do with us, our existence, the plan of salvation, God's mission, and all of that? Why is the great controversy such a central theme or motive in that, in all of that?
Okay, maybe before we go to Monday, I just want to highlight one thing on Sunday, which talks of us being, kings and priests.
Okay,
as given in 1 Peter chapter 2 and also Revelation chapter 1. It's very, very, what is this word? They call it it's an oxymoron or a paradox. For one to be both a king and a priest at the same time. There are only two characters in the Bible that we know that fulfilled such. That was Melchizedek.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ himself. Melchizedek was the king of Salem and also the priest of God Most High.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the king of kings and is also the most high priest. And we have been designated the same, which means we are not an ordinary group of people. Because during Israel's time, you would not see a priest being a king at the same time. That was impossible.
Right.
The royalty line was on its own, Benjamin, and then the priesthood line was on its own, Levi. But we are both kings and priests. And as we navigate daily life, we should know that we are one with Christ.
Mm.
We are one with Christ. We have been given the privilege to share the title that only belongs to Christ. We are kings and priests. I just wanted to highlight that one. But now coming to your question,
yes,
on Monday, the three angels' messages and mission, how the three angels' messages, you know, focus on mission, or at least help us to focus on mission. Now, the first thing, very interestingly, when you're reading the book of Revelation from chapter 1 to about chapter 10, it's very historical. They're dealing with the history of the early Christian church. Okay. But the moment you turn to chapter 11, chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14, climax is chapter 14, and going to chapter 16, those middle chapters, they are very central, they're like the core of the book of Revelation.
Right.
They are highlighting now the great controversy, the cosmic conflict that is there, firstly, and primarily between Christ and Satan, but also is extended, you know, even up onto our planet, which means we are also involved in that. So amidst that controversy,
Pastor Mato,
we are fully much aware that it's soon going to come to an end. So the controversy will not just come to an end abruptly.
Okay.
There are some, you know, certain things that definitely need to be done and fulfilled before the controversy comes to its ultimate close. And those things involve us. God has entrusted us with, you know, the message that needs to be given to the world, such that the world is warned and we awaken the people of the world that they should know that whatever it is that we are seeing that is happening around us, things are not going to remain the same. All these things are going to come to an end, and the time is nigh. So the three angels' messages now become the focal point of that mission, because that is exactly what the world needs to be warned about. If the world is not warned about that, then the controversy will not come to an end.
Right. And then what is our role in disseminating the information about the great controversy and the three angels' message? What is our role in that mission?
Okay. I think it's Luke chapter 11. Christ says, if you're not with me, then you're against me.
Mm.
If you're not gathering with me, then you're scattering.
Yes.
So our role, Christ himself was supposed to come and do this work. Maybe him and his angels.
Mm-hmm.
But he has entrusted it to us, the believers. It's a special work. It's not an ordinary, you know, piece of work that you can just do, you know, in 2 minutes and then we say, let's focus on our own things. It's a special piece of work. So Christ is saying, I'm banking on the believers on earth to accomplish this mission. So our role is to make sure we take up the message and spread it in as many a way as can be possible and as acceptable as can be.
Right.
Because sometimes we may, you know, we may end up, you know, having the attitude of Jonah. Jonah's attitude was like, okay, fine, okay, you forced me to come here, so I'll just do it, and then I want you to destroy these people. He was not doing it wholeheartedly. He was like, okay, fine, you forced me. I wanted to go to Tarshish, but somehow you found your way and you forced me to come here. So, hey, you, Ninevites, 40 days and you'll be destroyed. Hey, and he was done, and he sat on that shed. And alas, God did not destroy the Ninevites because they repented. But that is not the attitude that we need to develop.
Right.
We must take this message, make it our own, love it, you know. And as we love the message first, it's easy now for us to disseminate it.
Mm.
We are not just doing it, you know, flowerily or, you know, just to accomplish a certain task. No, it has to be part of us. It has to be our lifestyle, such that even when I'm walking on the road and I have not opened my mouth, people must say, there is something about this man that is unique. What is it about him?
Right.
There is something about the way he or she conducts himself. Because this message must be us, and we disseminate it in the way God would want us to spread it.
I think that sets the bar high on the introduction of this week's lesson. So I think we'll close it here, Pastor. And then on Wednesday, we will go into further detail as we look at Tuesday and Wednesday's lesson. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
All right. That was Pastor Matzo, and he has introduced this week's lesson. I hope that there's something that you have garnered and you're looking forward to us going through the rest of the lesson. But until then, stay tuned for the rest of the show.
You're invited to partner with the SID Media team in our School Shoes and Stationery 2024 project. We will be making a lot of children smile in January at the start of the school year with your help. So come along and partner with us in buying the following items: pens, pencils, rulers, school shoes, and sanitary pads. The drop-off point is at SID Media Studios, 8 Viceroy Link, Route 21 Corporate Park, Centurion. Or you can make a donation to Standard Bank, account number 415-215-161. Branch 051001. Reference school project plus your name and surname. Check out our social media pages for more information. Let's join hands together and put a smile on someone's face.